1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations resuming shortly in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. On their first day, the jurors asked to rehear testimony from two witnesses, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and former Trump national fixer Michael Cohen. Amid a controversy over flags, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he will not step aside from any Supreme Court cases involving January 6th.
After days of calls for him to step aside from all Supreme Court cases stemming from January 6th because of two flags flown outside his homes, Justice Samuel Alito told Congress he will not recuse himself. In a letter to lawmakers, Alito wrote that he was not involved in the decisions to fly either of the flags at issue and that both were raised by his wife Martha Ann, adding, "My wife is fond of flying flags. I am not."
ABC's Terry Moran. The Israeli military says two soldiers were killed in a car ramming attack in the occupied West Bank, where violence has been surging. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An update on that home explosion in West Dane County. Authorities have confirmed they've now found two bodies inside. The home on Capitol View Road in the town of Springfield exploded late Tuesday night. Now, this is a complex investigation. There are police and fire officials from all over the state here to lend their expertise. A dog was found alive and is now at an emergency animal hospital. The summer months just get busy, and sometimes that means people don't donate blood the same way they do the rest of the year. Rebecca Rockhill with the American Red Cross in Northeast Wisconsin.
We never know when those car crashes may happen. You may never know when someone in your own family needs blood, and you want to make sure that those shelves are stocked and ready to go.
If you donate now until June 9th, you could get a special T-shirt that celebrates the 40th anniversary of Tetris. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers OTAs continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers had a lively practice outdoors with 11-on-11 in helmets and shorts. There is a proposal from the Players Union to cancel all off-season workouts next year in exchange to reporting for training camp earlier in July. I asked the Packers' new running back, Josh Jacobs, on his reaction.
You do look forward to that time off because in reality, we don't get a lot of time off.
Right.
But, you know, especially for the guys with families, man, you know, you kind of want to spend that time and enjoy that time.
Sure.
At the end of the day, too, I think you got to keep the main thing, and football is the main thing.
Baseball, the Brewers jumping out to a 7-1 lead. They went on to beat the Cubs 10-6. Home runs from Christian Yelich, Willy Adames, and outfielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, it was great. Joey set the tone, and then Yelly came up huge for us and just really let everybody know that, hey, guys, we can get on this guy. I'm just proud of our guys, the way they came out.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind fairly light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 46 and clear. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy, 77, with showers and a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'm going to be talking about the gutless, the flip-floppers extraordinaire, little Nikki Haley, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and Bill Barr. They go so very low.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The prosecutor, Josh Steinglass, his theme in his summation was very much that the conspiracy to engage in the catch and kill started around the time of at this meeting at Trump Tower between Pecker, Cohen, and Trump.
Okay, that's where we're at. The jury needs more Pecker. That'll happen in just a few minutes. That has not been sucked dry. They're going to bring it up again.
And that's what they're asking.
Park, don't interrupt me.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Hi. The jury will start deliberating again in just a few minutes, okay. And they want testimony. None of it sounds good for the defense.
I think they already had the testimony read yesterday, but now it's instructions they wanted read again, and it was very long, so he's deciding on what to read back, if anything.
Right. This is Donald Trump's America. He's very close to probably being a convicted felon. And the fact that he said the N-word during The Apprentice is like not even a top story. It's really, this is how we live. Okay. So this was rumored forever, right? Everybody said this. Noel Castler, other people have talked about this, that he said the N-word. Mark Burnett, of course, who's his stupid buddy, will never release these tapes, but it's been said for years. But so someone who's NDA just, expired has confirmed that he said the N-word and it is on tape. Right. But it seems to me, first of all, it'll help him with his racist base. I don't know. This is the dumb world we live in, right? What does that affect, right? I mean, it's, and plus he'll deny it, of course, because Mark Burnett will never release the tapes. And
how does
Mark Burnett
own them solely and not just NBC?
I know.
As it was a Mark Burnett production.
Well, Tom Arnold has been talking about this forever, that he needs to release the tapes, but he's not going to.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I assume if somebody could, they would have, right? Okay.
I think Mark Burnett Productions is the sole producer of the show.
Also, did I mention that he is close to being pardon me. Sorry.
Oh.
Ooh, I'm hitting all the wrong buttons.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, that one's always because he's whining about stuff.
He's a child.
I like that he's whining again about stuff that his own lawyers effed up.
Yeah, like not calling witnesses?
What was the E. Jean Carroll? They won't let me have a jury. It's right, because you're stupid Alina
lawyer,
Hobble,
right?
Bless me.
Bless you.
Lawyer didn't check the box for, okay. Yeah. So now he's, what was he whining? I don't know, he's whining about something. Oh my God, I can't take the, stop whining. I have Arnold Schwarzenegger in my head all the time. Stop whining. I've had enough of the whining, Jody. It's, okay. He is whining. What was he whining about? The jury instructions?
Jury instructions.
And now, also that they didn't, his lawyer didn't call witnesses.
No. He blamed the prosecution on that.
Right. His lawyers could have called the witnesses.
Yes. But if there was anybody to exonerate them, they would have called them.
Right. Let's see. Yes, he was mocked after he complained the prosecution didn't call witnesses. His own lawyers could have called. Mm-hmm. So they also could have. It's because he has a crappy case.
Mm-hmm.
That if there is a God, he will lose hugely.
He said a lot of key witnesses were not called. Why didn't they call those witnesses?
Why didn't they?
Why don't you turn and ask the guy next to you?
They didn't call them because they've been on our side. They would have been on our side. It's a shame. Oh, my God. He just counts on his listeners being...
He does. Or
whatever, yes. Fans being the stupidest people ever.
His listeners.
Mother David Korn said, all the world's a radio show. David Korn said, this is ridiculous. Trump could have called the witnesses. He's now complaining we're not called by the prosecutors. He's counting on his audience to be as ignorant about basic courtroom procedures. And then John Cryer said, the guy who could have called those witnesses is Todd Blanche. The guy standing right next to you.
That guy. It looks like a cardboard cutout.
Oh, Billy West, hang on, texted me a little skit. Oh,
okay.
Todd Blanche. I don't think I'm losing this case, but you are, Blanche, you are. Right. Thank you, Billy. Someone needs to say that to him, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
That's that's my other good impression. You are, Blanche, you are. Okay. God, do I have to really?
I'm sorry.
Fact check again.
What happened?
Trump's idiots are parroting his claim that the judge has allowed jurors to choose which crime.
No.
To convict committing.
No.
He said, Judge Merchant's not requiring. God, he's like the brattiest kid at the ball jump at Chuck E. Cheese every day. You will allow me to have.
Goodness.
Okay. He is, where was I saying? He's not requiring a unanimous decision on the fake charges, but
that's not true.
In fact, the judge instructed the jury that their verdict must be unanimous on each of the 34 counts Trump faces, mm-hmm. though they do not have to agree on which particular unlawful means
right.
he may have used to violate state election law. If they all agree he used some type of unlawful means, they have to be unanimous that the business records were falsified, and that's the crime that was charged.
Thank you.
This is exhausting.
It is.
Oh, my God, even Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Got corrected on Fox News, mm-hmm. which made Baby extra mad.
She got very mad at Shannon.
Really mad at Shannon Bream. Oh. Baby's going to throw his food from the high chair all day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where is this? 11. Yes, 11, please, Alina Haba.
Oh, bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Joe Biden, unfortunately, can't really do anything in office, so he's got to use the same means as somebody who's just trying to have a quick slip and fall and make money. And that is frankly what we're seeing right now. This is exactly a Biden show because he's got to distract the American people. Listen, but the Biden administration's not responsible for this trial.
Oops.
How can you say the Biden administration is not responsible for this trial? It's a state trial. It's Alvin Bragg. Whether you think there's a political motive for him, it's not connected to the DOJ. I mean,
Shannon.
The feds passed on these election charges.
Oh, my God. Right. Oh, my God. Right. Which made Baby lose his chisel.
Yes, he was very, very mad at Shannon.
Shannon Bream, very disappointed.
I don't know.
It's in there somewhere.
Yeah, you have a lot of papers there. What's going on?
First of all, and Alina Haba already got bench slapped by the judge.
Yes.
Because none of them think the rules apply to them. She had her stupid phone.
She's
playing
a video
during the jury instructions. You can't have your phone in the court. Oh, my God. I needed Sister Dorothy. That's what I needed. What's her name? What's your butch nun's name?
Oh, Sister Luke.
Yes, you need Sister Luke in there, or Dot, as we called her, Sister Dorothy, or Board of Education.
Well, there were two.
She's
panels.
Not even part of his defense team. She managed to temporarily disrupt the proceedings moments after the judge started providing the jury instructions. She played a video on her phone, which caused the judge to shoot her a look. Attendees not allowed to use. No! 999. I know you only speak fascist. Okay.
999999!
And I swear to God, this judge, that is the definition of judicial temperament.
Yes.
I would have lost my, I don't know how many times by now.
You would have Patty LuPone'd him.
Yes, thank you. I would have shared
member.
Him. I would have shared whoever. Snap out of it.
Snap out of it!
Okay, but anyway, so he just, and they're saying that was probably the best way to handle it, is mm-hmm. he didn't stop the proceedings or whatever, allow her to achieve her goal of disrupting, and just shot her a look, and she put it away. It's just like, oh my God.
Bayless
like,
should have taken it from her.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Oh, speaking of Alina Haba,
bless you.
This leads us to another true Stephanie Miller story.
Oh, no.
David in Alabama. Mama, Two completely unbelievable things happened today. First, I was in Walmart looking at the TVs. Of course, they were all tuned to Fox News because Alabama. While I was standing there, one of the Fox News bobbleheads mentioned Alina Haba's name, and every single person who in earshot said, bless you. About 20 of us compared notes, and yes, we were all Steph heads.
Yeah.
Second, this one's mostly true, sadly. My mother was having some work done at her house. The guy came to install the floor, had Nazi SS tattoos.
Oh, my God.
He went on to explain himself, saying he got them when he was young and stupid. He took his lunch break to town to get something to eat. I then started mumbling, I go now to the Hitler Burger, and one of the other workers finished to get myself my lunch. We shared a knowing look and went about our business. I'm going to deem those two stories true just because fun.
I believe the Hitler Burger one.
We will never, because of Crystal Boy, be able to have non-fake news things again.
Nope. Yep. You're welcome. It's been entertaining AF.
Oh, really? I have a whole stack. Are you ready? Oh, first of all, this is a love letter about yesterday, which is the funniest thing that will ever happen. Denise from Ohio. Steph, I just watched yesterday's show and the segment with Carlos and the leaf in his glasses. We didn't realize till like a half an hour
into
that he had a leaf in his glasses.
Yep. Yeah.
I thought it was a tribute to Nerd Halen, Hal's band, or he had an audition for Revenge of the Nerds. No. I thought it was a bandage and I didn't want to be rude, but it was in fact he's just an old an old Burbank dad and he had a leaf caught in his glasses.
You thought he might have had some work done or something, you know?
Yeah. People, great memes. Good job on the memes. Someone's like, leave him alone, you know, the guy that's... Uh-huh. You're lucky he performs for you, and that guy.
Yep.
Okay. I haven't laughed so hard in a long, long time. Thank you for that, even though I know it wasn't planned. Nothing that's good that we do is planned. Let's just say that right now. And now the comedy is provided entirely by listeners.
Yeah.
Painting
the
fence. You can't
plan this.
No.
No.
And also, for some reason, when Malcolm's on, my cable goes all wonky just during his segment. What the heck? Putin, Netanyahu, Satan? Yeah.
Hitler?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll get to more of the Truehead Steph stories later. Okay. Todd Blanche appeared to, Molly tweets, Todd Blanche appeared to gently shake Trump awake, nudging his shoulder, and as the six alternates filed out of the courtroom, and he was the only person still sitting down. I didn't have eyes on him as the jurors walked out a minute or so before. Joyce Vance said, if you can't stay awake in your own criminal trial, you might not be the best person to run the country. Is that why he was like, I don't even know what the crime is? Well, if you wake up, you might hear the rest of what everyone else heard.
He already said he understood the crime.
I can't believe I'm this many minutes in, and I forgot about him comparing himself to Mother Teresa.
Yes, because, did that too.
Because Jesus and Mandela were already taken, because he's already used those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, I'll never forget where I was when Mother Teresa grabbed that girl by the pussy, and then had to pay off a porn star to shut up about it. You remember that.
I do have to say, Mother Teresa also didn't have the best reputation in the world.
She did not.
Curse the boy, how dare you, Mother Teresa bashing.
Did
she use the N-word? I don't think so.
Apparently she was really, really cruel to the people that she was trying to save.
She was.
Yeah. You didn't know this?
Oh, all right. Well, then I guess he is just like Mother Teresa.
Yeah, she was not very...
No, she was not... Rat. Yeah. Well, like, she has this reputation of being a saint, and she really...
Well, that conniving awful. Bitch. I completely dragged me into... I had not heard that. I'll Google it. Okay.
All right.
Check Twitter.
I can't believe we smeared Mother Teresa.
I've heard the same...
Yeah. What did baby say? Even Mother Teresa wouldn't have been convicted. She would have been convicted on these fake charges.
Mother Teresa should have been convicted on something.
Well, I Stephanie Miller Show apologizes to whoever... still finds Mother Teresa beloved and is horribly offended by this segment. Okay.
I mean,
at least I don't have a leaf in my face.
That's true.
Yet.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. I want to make Carlos feel better. I told the story of falling down and smashing my nose on the marble bathroom floor, trying to put lotion on the bottoms of my feet while I was squatting. I don't know what I was thinking.
You weren't. That's what it was.
Your question, what is wrong with you, Chris? Everything.
Okay.
And I wasn't thinking. I thought I had that balance still. As did Carlos when whatever he did.
You sit down on the bed in the other room that's probably got carpeting in there.
Oh, that's too far. That's too far. My walker wasn't even in there.
Oh,
I can't get
all
the way over there. My motorized scooter wasn't there.
Your commode that you bring with you everywhere.
Oh, are we able to make our big announcement?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Saturday's Seattle Sexy Liberal, Representative Pramila Jayapal, joins us again in a return command performance from her triumphant previous Seattle Sexy Liberal.
Yes.
Nicely done, Representative Mark Pocan.
Yes, thank you.
And Jody.
And Jody. That was, and that Jody was with the tip, and he did the set.
Yes.
Jody did the spike.
Yeah.
Bam, bitches. Okay, 20. Get those tickets.
Get them now.
SexyLiberal.com.
Yep.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Yum, 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 Omaha Steaks.
Oh, yeah.
Those filet mignons, man.
Those hot dogs.
Oh, you had hot dogs? You have caramel apple tartlets?
Uh-huh.
Jody says the steak fries, those are new seasoned fries.
Oh, yeah.
There's those big, thick kind. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Your dad's going to freak.
Oh.
He thought I was going to say something bad.
Yeah.
Freak. Dad's going to say, shut the front door. Because it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's filet mignons. They throw in a ton of extra burgers. There's chicken. There's all the other stuff I just mentioned. Oh, my God. It is so much quantity, so much quality. Starts at $89. World-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it so easy to put a smile on the big guy's face. This is a spectacular Father's Day package. Oh, sorry. I thought you were signaling me to steal third base. Okay. Okay. The hand-selected Father's Day packages, the deluxe Father's Day gift, is there's one thing we know is that dads want steak. Let's do this. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the code Stephanie. You get the deluxe Father's Day gift plus 4 free burgers. They just chuck those suckers in at the end. Bam.
Yeah.
Delicious. Okay. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift pack now with 20, you heard me, 20 unforgettable entrees plus 4 free burgers for just $89.99. When you use the promo code Stephanie, every purchase backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. needs. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A message from the...
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Carl Frisch, Dr. Redliner, and Dana Goldberg all coming up on the Big Thursday Show. This is both a pathetic picture of Trump and a love letter to Jody Hamilton. How pathetic is this? Julie writes, the Washington Post photo shows Trump with a rumpled pile of papers someone prints out to distract him from the unpleasantness of reality. It's the opposite. You print out the entire internet. It's too much reality.
Right.
That I have to
Did
endure.
You see him, he was eating in the waiting room yesterday? God. Did you see what he was eating?
He's gross.
Chips, candies, Diet Coke.
Oh, that's, yeah. That's his diet. God.
It is really always going to be
know
a race.
How he's alive.
Arteries, legal system, ballot box, arteries. It's like a Flintstones background of how we get rid of... Okay. There's somebody named the human printer. That's my Jody Hamilton. This is his Jody Hamilton.
Well, you ask for the entire internet to be printed, and then you say, who printed all of this stuff? This is too much.
And then you look
and then
at
I
me
turn on her.
Yes. And then you hold it and go, why? Why?
Especially over a long weekend. That's a lot of right. tweets and threads.
Oh, yeah.
The human printer. That's Jody.
That's me.
Trump hired ex-OAN anchor to feed him copies of ego-boosting stories. And it's the opposite for us, though. Mostly it's hate tweets and hate letters and other unpleasant news about Donald Trump. So this is like the anti-Jody. Donald Trump, known to like physical printed copies of articles and social media posts, especially those that involve him in some way.
You have things in
Hardly
common.
Any of those. See, this is why I make you print Steph Head stories now, because those involve me.
Right.
Yeah. Mark Caputo, 32-year-old. According to Mark Caputo, 32-year-old campaign aide Natalie Harp has done so much printing for Trump that others in Trump world have nicknamed her the human printer.
Aw, that's you, Jody.
Okay. Did we mention Representative Pramila Jayapal on Seattle Sexy Liberal panel this Saturday? Do we always pull something out of our ass at the last minute? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
I'm just saying, by the way, in addition of our celebrities, their celebrities, our celebrities, Mark Hamill, will be on panel with L.A. Sexy Liberal. Their side, Dennis Quaid. I was confused by the headline, Dennis Quaid endorses Trump. He's my a-hole. And I was like, literally, he's your...
Yeah, he may be an a-hole.
Oh, he's... I get it. You're saying he's an a-hole, but he's your a-hole. Right. Okay. Is that me, or that does not seem like the greatest endorsement ever? Randy's crazy. Got on him at the last family something. Yes, he says he's voting for Trump. Right, he's my hole. John Huglesang said, FYI, just substitute hole with corrupt, lying, truly awful, racist sex abuser, and it's a lot less cute. That's true. I always liked Dennis Quaid's movies, thought he was cute.
Same.
Can't have nice things anymore, Chris, because of you and Dennis Quaid. Oh, well. Let's get Meg Ryan on the Knicks.
Sure.
Liberal.
She's all gums.
All right, Carl Frisch next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Perry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Americans are drinking less milk than ever. Milwaukee Magazine reports fluid milk consumption's been dropping since the USDA began tracking it in 1975. Milk-like beverages made from almonds, oats, and soy are largely to blame. Wisconsin is the second leading milk-producing state in the nation, behind California. Summer's coming. Wisconsin spends 11 more days than we used to, with highs in the 90s or hotter. Roop Singh of the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center says heat waves are a silent killer.
We don't see the same images that we see when there's an extreme flooding event or hurricanes, but heat waves are only second to disease epidemics in terms of the lives lost from natural hazards.
Sunday is Heat Action Day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A man was robbed and beaten in the early hours yesterday. Madison police say he was getting dropped off at the Dutch Mill Park and Ride at 3:30 when two men approached him demanding everything he had. He told them he didn't have anything, so the suspects hit him in the head with a pistol before stealing his keys and his car. That car hasn't been found yet. He was treated for his injuries at the scene. Today is the final round of the Scripps National Spelling Bee in Maryland, but unfortunately, our two kids from Wisconsin have been eliminated. 13-year-old Nethra from Franklin was eliminated in the fourth round on the word hamelia, which is a kind of shrub. 13-year-old Aiden from Middleton was eliminated in the seventh round on the word toady, which means sycophant or doormat. He finished in 17th place. Just them competing was a big deal. This was the first time Wisconsin has had two finalists on the national stage. Congrats, Aiden and Nethra. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind fairly light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 46 and clear. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy, 77. With showers and a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty, they're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, there's a new GOP coloring book about the founding and history of the Republican Party. Should be a really interesting conversation. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Banking.samhsa.gov.
Everything is at stake, and I think especially for women this year, you know, women's rights, our freedoms, democracy is on the line, and we have a choice. I mean, this is what I'm out there saying. We have a choice. We can have, you know, my husband, who is calm and steady and strong and has character and integrity.
That would be noted educator Dr. Jill Biden.
Yes.
Speaking of which,
See what I did there? That was a good segue. That was good.
Carl.
Good job, Steph. Okay. Carl Frisch, let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Yes, see, I have it's a quick study I have to do before I have Carl Frisch on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not law school, like a legal expert, but I have to do my homework.
Yes, you
do. I have
to
go to school, because ring the bell, school.
Are you,
ring the bell, school's
in,
sucker.
Are you questions of the judge and have them bring you back information?
Yes. Okay. I just wanted to say ring the bell, school's in, sucker, as Ari Melber would say that MC Hammer says. Okay.
Does he ever quote MC Hammer?
Okay.
He quotes a lot of rap.
He's good.
Okay. Good morning, Carl. We are happy deliberation day. What's your over-under on when we get a verdict?
It's day three.
What's that?
Look, I think it would be optically difficult if he was convicted quickly by a jury. And people would say, look, they didn't take any time to think about it, blah, blah, blah. And so... I'm fine with a little due diligence in this matter. I'm very much looking forward to finding out what they decide.
I think they decided in 3 seconds he's guilty, and they're like, we got to do some stuff for show. Let's just, someone's doing the stretch thing in there. So there's a producer doing the stretch motion. Okay. I did do homework for you. I feel like we are in, such a clearly existential crisis moment in this country, Carl. And as a school board member, I just thought it was such a good news, bad news day in the news yesterday. So, and it's like this whack-a-mole we're playing, but depending on what state and what judge and if Republicans or Democrats are in charge. But educators celebrate as judge strikes down New Hampshire banned concepts law. Education and free speech advocates cheered the federal court ruling striking down New Hampshire's classroom censorship law, one of several so-called white discomfort bills. Oh, Jesus. Passed in the Republican-controlled states in recent years. The ruling says the New England state's so-called banned concepts law is unconstitutionally vague. So that's a victory. Right? The teachers can teach.
We shouldn't even have to think about quote unquote white discomfort. When I was growing up, that was just how people made you feel if you wore white pants after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Right. yes.
But again, as has been reminded by many people, when discussing slavery and other issues of that era, why do white people get uncomfortable with the idea that they could have been abolitionists as well in that narrative? And so we need to always make sure that we are not whitewashing our past. Or if we do, at some point in the future down the road a bit, I'm just going to throw something idea out there, an orange party with fascistic tendencies could emerge.
Right.
And take advantage of that.
Right.
If we forget our history.
That's a crazy hypothetical, Carl. You'll have to do better than that. So on the bad news side, leaked slides show Christian nationalist lessons being pushed on Florida teachers. Again, it depends on the state, right? 2023 slide deck appears to have been obtained by the Florida Department of Education and instructs to push Christian nationalist ideology, including from extremist figures involved in various conspiracy theories and anti-government advocacy. This comes at a moment when public schools across Florida are already facing financial crises and enrollment shortages because Ron DeSantis has nudged families toward religious private schools and homeschooling. And this is all about the Supreme Court and Justice Alito and refusing to recuse and, Christian nationalism flags, insurrection flags, you name it, right?
Here's the example of what the right wants to do with public education, right? They want to make it untenable. They want to force people out of public education. They don't believe in public education, period, full stop. Right? Believe in it.
We talked about this yesterday. Oh, my sister's working on very exciting things for the North Carolina Sexy Liberal Board. Okay. But we were talking about the lunatic woman there in charge of schools that doesn't believe in public schooling. It's a homeschooler. Okay. It's just so antithetical to your whole mission on the school board, right?
I think people need to realize there are three pillars to our democracy, right? There is the right to vote. There is a free and functioning media. And there is a free and publicly available education that has quality to it. And the current modern right under Donald Trump is attacking all three of those things.
Yeah. By the way, it's just really, could you wake Alanis Morissette? Isn't it kind of ironic? This Alito thinks no women should have control over anything, and yet he can't control his own life and her handling of his black hole. I mean, it's extraordinary, right? These family values, you know, Christians that just throw their families farther and farther under the bus, just doubled down on blaming his wife. He's like, oh, I can't control her. I don't know. Which is just the same. Since he wants to control all women's bodies, he's like, I can't. Oh, no. I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, anybody who hasn't read the New York Times story at this point, you're missing out. Absolutely nuts. Every federal judge knows what their expectations are for their behavior, and even the outward appearance of a possible conflict.
Yeah. Speaking of flag story out here, California lifeguard who took down a LGBTQ pride flag because he did not want to work, quote, in these conditions, is suing his employers, claiming religious discrimination. Oh, he is an evangelical Christian. Oh, my God. Why are they all such whiny little snowflakes? Seriously?
I mean, I was, you know, first it was a lifestyle. Now it's a condition.
No, it's the condition is being forced to look at rainbow colors. That's the.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who he thinks uses the beach.
Certainly not gays. Okay.
Well, he was at the gay beach. He was at Ginger Rogers Beach.
Yeah.
So what do you expect?
Yeah. Yeah.
He could have asked to transfer.
Yeah. By the way,
to a certain section of the
Ginger
beach.
Rogers could have lifeguarded that beach backwards and in high heels. Got a better job than
Ginger
that homophobe.
Rogers danced on air. I mean,
thank you.
She's famously, I mean, from a Madonna song. That's how she's famous.
Yeah.
Ginger Rogers danced on air.
Bringing it back
Kelly,
to the day.
She had okay.
Mark it down, everybody. Today was the day.
Saturday's June 1st.
To Vogue on camera.
Do it.
It's almost June 1st. Okay.
You can call that voguing.
Whatever that is that he's doing. Okay. That was more like a bad mime on Venice Boardwalk.
Yeah.
Hmm? Okay. So, Carl, you know, the other, oh God, of course, where is it? Oh, God. I specifically just didn't even read the whole Politico piece. Like, oh, God, Democrats in full freak out mode. So this is where I need you to put on your campaign strategist hat. Democrats in full-blown freak out over Biden re-election per Politico. Oh, God, hang on. This is super scary music. Oh, I think I need the Barada music. It's even scarier.
Oh.
A new report from Politico about Democrats' confidence in Joe Biden's re-election. Oh, freak out. Pervasive sense of fear. Anxiety has morphed into palpable trepidation. Biden's poor polling and the stakes of the election are creating the freak out. This isn't, oh, my God, Mitt Romney might become president. It's, oh, my God, democracy might end. Yes, and that's why you need to shut up, stop bedwetting, stop hand-breathing, put your head down, get to work. Oh, my God, my television lover, Lawrence O'Donnell, did the most fantastic piece recently. I don't know if you saw it, on how ridiculous this idea is somebody's just going to come in instead of Joe Biden. How it completely, practically impossible that is.
Yeah.
It's also ridiculous to think that somebody is going to save this democracy so we don't have to.
Right.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
There's
some savior.
If you are afraid by a poll, and believe me, between now and Election Day, there will be other polls that frighten people.
Yeah.
There is only one solution to that fear, and that is to get off your rear end and do everything you possibly can to make sure that Donald Trump is not elected president.
Yeah.
That means knocking doors if you can. It means making phone calls, donating money. It means doing everything you possibly can. Again, one more reminder. If you're able to wake up without feeling exhausted the day after the election day, you didn't do enough.
That's right. So, Carl, the other thing we were saying is you've even got some Democrats going, which Democrats stop saying the economy's good because people just don't feel it. Okay, Ben Wexler tweeted, if Trump were presiding over 3.9% unemployment, 3% inflation, wages up 5% over the last 12 months, the Dow up 17.5% over the last 12 months, he would call it the greatest economy in the history of the world. And Bob Seska said exactly right. Put another way, Trump presided over a 28% collapse of the GDP, the largest quarterly drop in history, and the worst jobs record of any POTUS ever. a net loss of 3 million jobs, and he still calls his record the greatest economy in the history of the world. What is it about Democrats that we... I'm so sick of reading articles that start with Democrats are fearful that... Democrats are afraid that...
I actually think they're responding incorrectly to the data because they're misreading the data. It's not that people can't be told that the economy is good. People are worried about the economy because they're worried about their democracy. And so we need to make the point that things can get awful. Unemployment, look at what Trump did. Remind people of what his record was, how much worse it was, and how the anxiety will be crippling if he's reelected, if he's elected president again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the horrible economy didn't happen by accident. He caused it with his policies. So anyway, and then, you know, we always get to this Gaza issue because this is one of the, you know, Democrats are fearful that, you know, I just thought this was such an interesting. Joni Ernst tweeted, by welcoming Gazan refugees into our homeland, Biden is on a fool's errand.
What?
And Dirk said, yeah. Evangelical Christian conservatives hate it when progressive Catholics out-Jesus them.
Yep.
I mean...
We're welcoming the stranger.
I mean, Trump is saying he will deport not just all Palestinians, Palestinian protesters, meaning your college kids.
Right, exactly.
that believes in, right. You know.
And he said he's going to do that by pardoning the police officers that do that.
Right. And also a little history. Trump gave Netanyahu the okay to disregard UN mandates, create settlements in the West Bank, and declare Jerusalem Israel's capital, and both are running to stay out of jail. I mean, it is hard to underestimate every barometer that would be catastrophically worse were Trump to get back in.
If you don't think you're on Trump's list yet, it's just because he hasn't gotten to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jody's waiting until me or Chris gets arrested, and then she's going to skedaddle.
Bye.
Yeah.
Fair weather friend. I'm not going to quit. I got no place else to go. All right. I'm going
to
be here.
We could try to do it from prison.
Oh, I already lost Louis Gossett, so I won't be here with Louis Gossett Jr. But my point is...
I'm going to quit! I got nowhere else to go!
Okay. Carl, leave it all.
Always Vogue.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's not voguing, though.
We had style. We had grace.
That's not voguing.
Rita Hayworth gave good face. Okay, I love you, Carl Frisch. Keep
love
doing the Lord's work. MarkMooksForCarl.com.
Yes.
Yay.
Thanks, Carl.
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick. It's a sexy liberal week. I especially need superpower.
Yep.
It's hiking day again tomorrow, weightlifting day, right?
Yep. And then we're flying up the coast.
Yes. Saturday's normally, as you know, outdoor bike club day, but this will be walking the 70s. Billion miles in Seattle and molesting monuments day Saturday.
And Seattle's hilly, so you're going to have to...
Bringing it, strawberry lemonade flavor, 10 supplements in one. Why are you just hydrating with water?
Yeah.
God, you're so boring! That was my Joanne Worley. That was pretty good, right? You are boring. Don't drink boring water.
Boring!
Right? You can hydrate and get 10 supplements in one, including probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements out there. Gives you a boost of energy, enhances your overall well-being. Maybe you just want to feel younger. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie.
This is wild. I never heard anything like this in my life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, with Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks, because world-class dad deserves a world-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected packages like the deluxe Father's Day gift. If there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Don't tell them to the last minute. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the code Stephanie. Get the deluxe Father's Day gift today, plus four free burgers. From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skin knees, your dad's one of a kind. He deserves this kind of gift that's guaranteed to take him to his happy place. This Father's Day, show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift packages with 20 unforgettable entrees plus 4 free burgers for just $89.99 when you use the promo code Stephanie, and every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget, that promo code is Stephanie.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I want to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My front door.
Oh, really? And did the bear knock or use the doorbell?
He used the doorbell. It was Smokey Bear.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, my husband was burning leaves in the yard. He just came inside for a second.
Not a good idea.
Smokey said the same thing. He said to never leave a fire unattended because it could lead to a wildfire.
Yeah, but if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
Smokey said that too.
We go way back. I knew him when he was just a cub.
Oh, how cute.
Rangers are many things, ma'am, but cute isn't one of them. Have a nice day. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the Show Ponies Show Muscles.
Hi.
Which will be on display in Seattle.
Yeah.
This Saturday. Power Life High Impact Protein. There it is. Whey protein.
It's
yeah.
So good.
Jody and I use the plant protein. Mm-hmm. You got your strawberry, your vanilla, your chocolate. You can, you know, fancy it up however you want. Chris does communistical things like put a scoop of peanut butter in the chocolate. It's crazy.
You know what? Put some frozen peaches in with the vanilla flavor.
Oh, I bet
what?
That's yummy.
Creamsicle. Oh, reclaiming the color orange again.
Yes.
For something good.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Okay, HMB, a naturally occurring molecule. Tony Horton discovered it after he got shingles and almost bit it, man. He's 65 now. He looks and feels amazing, the P90X guy. He created this. It helps maintain and build your muscle even without exercise. High-impact protein, one scoop a day, and supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. This is a little jump start.
It is.
Like my Dodge Dart in the winter in Buffalo.
You need one.
Yeah, a little jump start. MyPowerLife.com. fitnessfortheplant.com. Use the code FITNESS to save 30%, or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. This product has not been evaluated by the FDA. It's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com. Type in that code, FITNESS. Oh, it's more Stephanie Miller story tweets. Joy tweets, hi, Steph. I was in the store the other day, and I had to share. I was looking at the protein powder and said, way, like Chris. And someone behind me said, do you follow the show Pony 2 on the Stephanie Miller show? Oh, sure. See, you don't. You think they're true when they're about you. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure you do. Yeah. Okay, sure, fine. All right. Sweaty church whore, again. I was waiting to place an order at my local sub shop. I saw the guy eating Cheetos with his sub. Under my breath, I said, look at that guy eating a bag of Trump. He looked up and said, you must listen to Stephanie Miller. I said, what gave you that idea, trans fat? Okay. And one last one. Jennifer tweets, Steph, yesterday I was standing in line at CVS behind a man who was whistling a familiar tune, the background music from the Flintstones. With tears in my eyes, I tapped him on the shoulder. But before I could, Mark Hamill said, yes, I do listen to the Stephanie Miller show. Oh. It's funny because the punchline is Mark Hamill. Right. Okay, so these are the not-so-fun facts.
There's the Flintstones background music. You're playing it right now?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because this is our Trump background.
Right.
Uh-huh. He said something despicable, then violent, or racist, or sexist, or...
Yes, all of the above.
Untrue.
Yep.
Flintstones background of awful. Okay, Trump is alleged to abuse the N-word. No kidding. You know what the question would be? How many times do you think it is? 11 billion? He's used it 11 billion, starting when he was denying apartments to black people, and he made sure they put C on the application for colored. Mm-hmm. He probably wanted to say N, and they're like, no, don't say, don't. Right? Mm-hmm. To when the Central Park 5 thing? How many times do you think he used the? Oh my God. Anyway, so this is this is the first season, I guess, of The Apprentice. There was a former producer whose NDA just expired now and says, yes, there are tapes of him saying the N-word. Mm-hmm. Bill Pruitt, the Emmy-nominated producer of the show, it's 20 years old, the NDA. That's just right. Expired. Mm-hmm. He went into detail. He was part of a discussion of who should win, coming down to two contestants, Bill Rancic, who eventually won and earned a job at the Trump org. The other was Kwame Jackson, a black man. Regarding discussions on who should win, Pruitt says Trump said, but I mean, would America buy a or winning? Mm-hmm. So, okay. But again, because Mark Burnett is one of the despicable people that protected this monster.
Yep, and bolstered him.
Right. We will never create this stupid myth, and we will never, I'm sure the tapes will never be released. But as if you need a tape of that,
it
right?
It would help.
Okay. While we're at it, let's go with the P tape. Who has that? I know it's out there somewhere. Okay, Sam Alito, Jeff Tiedrich says, Sam Alito, in declining to recuse, cites the legal doctrine of because you, that's why.
Yep.
Kimberly Atkins says, couple things about this. One, Alito is defiant. He clearly believes he makes his own rules when it comes to recusal. To me, this is prima facie evidence of Congress's need to impose enforceable ethic rules on the SCOTUS. Yes. Two, Senators Durbin and Whitehouse addressed their letter seeking Alito's recusal to Justice Roberts. Alito responded himself. That, to me, says Roberts has lost any semblance of control he still has over this court. It's the Alito court now, which brings me back to point one. It was Jen Rubin, I think, that wrote, when one branch of government becomes an accessory to others' power grabs, corruption and assaults on civil rights, our constitutional system breaks down. The prospect of an authoritarian president aided and abetted by Christian nationalists on the court should petrify Americans. Democrats need to put the court's credibility front and center in the election and pledge to undertake court reform, even if it means dumping the filibuster. Yes, yes, and yes, all of the above. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, Dr. Irwin Redlener, or as we like to call him, Dr.
Doom.
Next.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we take a look at the very important topic of mental health. It is May, which is Mental Health Month. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.